and see if there's any public comments. I don't think we've received, well, I haven't because I'm the secretary today too, have not received any blue cards for commentary. So I think we can move through that as well. Moving on to item 8, which is business discussions and possible actions. The first item on our list is our monthly update from Paul on program management.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's a pleasure to be here, and I would like to raise a bottle of water, not our water yet, but the success on the first test of the SV3 well, and I'll talk about the details of that in just a moment, but we are looking forward to September and February for the final walkthroughs on the pipeline replacement projects. Summit Construction, who will be putting in the tank and booster station and site improvements, is scheduled to be on site the first week of June. And we talked to them today, and they're on schedule for that. They'll be working to have substantial completion this fall in September. And because our WIFA funding is set up to be concluded in December of this year, that'll work out nicely, have a little bit of flexibility. Sometimes things take a little longer than is on the schedule. So the electricity and power APS issues are probably going to be on the critical path for getting that project 100%, and we're working with the project team, district staff, and contractor engineer to look at any of the submittals and critical path equipment, be sure we get the right equipment in time. We also spent some time talking to them about the sequencing of getting the well driller off the site, getting them on the site, and site security. Once they move in that first week of June, they'll be starting to set up their equipment trailer and secure the site with a construction fence around their active area, and that'll move on. We'll have regular meetings with them. We've been having weekly meetings with them. We'll adjust that according to the schedule. The well, congratulations again. In 15th and 16th, we did a sustained pumping test of 127 gallons per minute, according to my record. And we had we operated that until Friday at 5 p.m. and shut off the generator, so we didn't bother anybody on the weekend. The water level in that well is 1,577 feet. We, as you recall, drilled the well to 2,000 feet, so that means that we have a good amount of water that stands in that well. So you basically, as Kent would know from his business, you put the new well pump down in that water, and then you turn it on and pump it out, and the water then flows into the casing so that the pump can pick it up and move it out. What we look at from an engineering and operations standpoint is, does that water level stay there, or do we draw it down and have to let it get caught up? Well, at this 127 gallons a minute, we only, over that time, we had about a foot and a half of water go down, and then it stabilized towards the tail end where it was just kind of bouncing up a little and down a little, and we had online instrumentation there, so we could record that over a streaming data logger, basically. So we're really happy with that. The water quality looked good. The engineers took samples and have sent that off to the laboratory for the required source water approval. You have to do that before you can actually deliver that water to the public. We'll know that information in the next several weeks. Sometimes it takes up to a month to get that back. And they test for the full range of things that you hope you never find them. And we don't think we will. But we call in all the cats and dogs, check for everything. So we'll have that information, and we're optimistic that that water will require a little touch of chlorine to make sure it's safe for storage and delivery through our system. We have the test pump in there right now, and just stopped working. Try this one. I'll talk loud. So we have a test pump in there now that we used, and that is a brand new pump with new equipment. And we've asked the contractor if we could consider using that pump as our permanent pump. And they're going to come back to us. We could save money and time in being able to use that. And then we have a question that we ask ourselves, and that is, we got 127 gallons a minute and really weren't drawing the water out of the well at all. And so as Kent and some other people work with this, like Jim, our next question and our other people are saying, well, how much more water is there? Could we get more? And we believe that we could get more. And so our recommendation at this point is that if we get a good price for keeping that test well pump in there, we may decide just to leave that pump in there and run that until it requires replacement, or we have to increase the demand, the supply from that area in our system. So more to come on that. We'll know over the next month or so what that option is. If we decide not to make that temporary, brand new temporary pump that was used for testing permanent, then we'll be going out through a procurement process to purchase new equipment and have that installed. And that gives us another opportunity to look at, do we want to maybe go a little larger in the pump and motor required before we go forward.
Hey, Paul, what's the, how horsepower on that pump?
75.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, so when you think about lifting water that weighs 8.34 pounds per gallon up that distance, that's a substantial amount.
Where
pressure.
Where was the pump set? What
it was
depth?
In 1880.
1880, okay.
Yeah, so it was set in 1880. Okay. And so since we had that drawdown, just say a couple of feet, we were lifting it like 1570 or something like that. So it's a lot of power and a lot of pressure at the bottom of that pipe. So the pipe that carries that water, if you look at the wall thickness on that, is very heavy wall drill pipe. From that standpoint, we continue, as indicated, getting all the working with the district staff and the funding agencies to make sure that all our paperwork's in for the disbursements. As I indicated, and others have indicated, we have to have our projects wrapped up in December of this year. We've reached out, I think Teresa reached out to WIFA, and they're coming in June to give us a briefing. I call it WIFA 101, but basically it's really talking to them about what kind of programs have we been involved in, what kinds of things are available to the district going forward. I was in a meeting with them with another client earlier this week, and we were talking about a water development fund program that they have, which has a pretty substantial amount of grant component, depending on how your evaluation is. And they have a application now that you can self-score yourself, so you have a good idea going in as to what the loan component, what the grant component be. So if there's an interest in any development for water, sustainability, new water, there's a whole category. You get certain points for each kind of a issue. I think with some of our shallow wells, that may be on the qualification for high grant component, but that's part of looking forward with our district staff and the board to see where we need to go over the next 5, 10, 15 years.
Is there a date for that meeting?
I think we have a date
Christy actually reached out to them, so Christy probably is the one to tell you.
It's the same day as the next board meeting. I think that's the 26th.
That's right. Yeah, we set it up that same day.
Yeah, we tried to schedule it. We tried to schedule it during our project meeting Thursday and board meeting.
Yeah, June 26th.
26th?
Correct.
2 p.m.
Yes. Yes, sir.
So obviously, if board members would like to coordinate, make sure we don't exceed the number, or else we have to post it. So if more than three.
We intended on posting it and publishing it so that it would be open to the public as well as any number of board members who wish to attend.
Okay. Perfect. Then we need to get the agenda together.
So is that like officially a special session?
It will be a study session.
That's what I meant, study session.
So anyway, that'll help you all make your policy decisions as to what kind of future funding source. Also, as you look at what your current loans are and payment projections, sometimes communities go back to WIFA. I've been involved in those. Lake Havasu City, for example, as inflation occurred and different kinds of changes in their community, they went back to WIFA and refinance their whole program so that they could accomplish things. And so there's all those kinds of things that the WIFA 101 will be able to help you have the background to make good decisions in that regard. So as Jim indicated, Summit Construction was the lowest responsible bidder. Well, that's in your next report. Excuse me, you're next in line. I'll let you talk about that then. That's the end of my report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. I mean, and you know, you don't ever want to jinx anything, and we're not done yet, but it's just about as good a news as we could have. Yeah. It's about what we would have wished on a good day, right? Is a solid, clear water source. Just really, it's a good spot to be in. We're going to save our hallelujahs. We'll take the toast, right?
Yes.
We'll save the hallelujahs for...
We'll say, thank you, Lord. We'll take a toast, and then we'll celebrate. When the water comes out, we'll have a probably something that we can really celebrate with special water cocktails.
Water cocktails. Mildly chlorinated water that's ready to go. Thank you, Paul. Thank you very much. Next item is next year's budget. Christy.
Yes. This I do have something for us to discuss. Last time we looked at 5%. This time we are actually looking at 8%. And working with some members of the budget committee, Teresa and Beth and Corey, we're looking at 8% because we feel that we're not going too far or too much as far as a rate increase, but we also don't want to fall too far behind the curve as far as inflation goes. So looking at utilizing the RCAC rate study, which recommended 3%, we also look at the producer price index May over May, which was the most recent data available at the time that we looked at this. It's 5.5%. So kind of makes us feel a little bit more comfortable to go with an 8% increase to revenues and expenses for the budget this year. We still are in a great position with debt service, which is fully funded through our property tax levy. So we don't need to look at any kind of change to that at this point. We're still in a good position. We have prepared the final proposed budget with the following estimations, which is that we are looking at most of the costs associated with the eminent domain process should be coming to an end.
What was the total bill for that?
Excuse me?
What was the total bill for that?
That is ongoing. We don't have a total bill yet. So when we release the financials next week, we'll be able to see what was spent as of the last period, but we are edging over $500,000 to date on this.
As of last month, it was started
right
at a five.
And that's not actually technically shocking. That is about average for an eminent domain proceeding.
Is that for all the costs or just the cost in this fiscal year?
That is the cost in this fiscal year. Okay, to continue. We are looking at the continuing the estimation. We are looking at adding one administrative member and one field staff member are added to admin expenses. One member of the field staff has been moved from the field budget to the admin budget. So that also notes why the admin budget looks so much higher than it has in previous years, because we're adding the budget for the hiring of a new manager for the district. We're looking also at including an additional member of staff with the administrative budget as well instead of field budget. We are continuing to release 5 meters per month, and that continues until the applications are exhausted. Looking at estimations, 4 meter releases, and reviewing what's actually on the list for new meters, we do not feel confident that we will release 60 meters in the next year. So we have significantly reduced the revenue item for miscellaneous revenues based on that reduction in the number of new meters that we expect to hook up. Lastly, we do anticipate to receive, as Teresa noted in her report, we do anticipate receiving some more WIFA reimbursements for the grant program. And we hope to receive the larger ones that we've put in for by the end of this fiscal year in the neighborhood of $500,000. And then another a reimbursement of about the same after the new fiscal year. So we hope to have at least $569,000 that we can roll over from this year to next year for capital improvement projects. And if that was it, if you have any questions.
First question is, we want to be super transparent, right? So we talked about RCAC being 3%, and reasonably we can call that old news. PPI for utilities at 5.5. If a member of our community says, okay, 5.5, I get it, why 8?
Why 8? We are essentially taking the 3% that the RCAC originally believed that we should increase year after year for rates, and then we're also looking at what actually happened in the market since we had the rate study done, and we're kind of trying to make a better estimate at what our rates should be based on that.
And Corey, just to add to that, our pipe suppliers, fitting suppliers, vendors that we use, we're looking at 5 to 7% increases from them. So we don't feel like a 5% rate increase would quite cover our expenses. And although we've kept our increases low year to year to year, at some point we have to be realistic and say costs have way outweighed our increases. Yeah. And so it's just our way of trying to cover at least our current costs increases from our vendors.
Thank you. And you know, I was thinking, and maybe I'll do a little homework offline, but until about a year and a half ago, I spent a few years in a construction-related company. And we found towards the end there that 2023, 2024, when we were going forward with these small increases, prices increased sillyville, right? 30 and 40 and 50%.
That is correct.
We should document that because we did not keep up with that. We did not incorporate that.
We didn't keep up with that. I have some documentation that examples exactly what you're talking about, and if that's something that the board chooses to publish along with the budget and the documents for how we reached our conclusion that we have available.
I think it might be good. I mean, there's a number of people that you know, they internalize the 3% or whatever, and 8 will come as a surprise.
Right.
I'd love to have it documented as well as we can.
Of course.
Good job, Chris.
Thank you.
Yeah, and any other questions on the budget for Christy? And this is still FYI for one more month?
We should, so next Thursday is a budget hearing. If everything looks good with the budget, ideally we should be approving the budget next Thursday so that we can publish it and inform the public as soon as we can before the fiscal year rolls over and these become active and a matter of law.
What are the administrative steps to do that? Are you saying we have to call a special or a special meeting or how do we get this?
We have scheduled a budget hearing for the 29th, which is next Thursday at 5 p.m. As published in the Payson Roundup as well.
So that's for our board to convene, is that what you're saying? Okay, and trying to remember that discussion, but I will, let's check availability and everything because I think I'm not available for that. Let's just make sure we have quorum, right?
Correct.
Because I mean, I know we've been through this a few times. I don't have any questions. All right, you okay, Kent?
Yeah, we're good. I'm good.
David, you all right?
I have no further comment on this.
Okay. Let's go to item C, which is role new PSWID district manager. It says Corey, but I'm going to say that's the item and turn it immediately to Beth Pearson, who's been the head of this committee.
Well, thank you. And, you know, we have been looking for just the right person for a manager. Some of the qualifications were at least 10 years of experience, of water experience, and at least a level grade 4 cert, along with multiple other qualifications. And we believe we have found a great candidate, and her name is Melissa Durbin, and she is here with us. She has over 20 years of water experience. She has a grade 4 cert, and she has got extensive knowledge in water and wells and compliance, and we're very excited to present her to the board to hire as our district manager.
And present her here for any questions that we have of her. Thank you for being here, by the way.
Appreciate it. Very thankful for the board. Anybody have any questions for her?
Not so much questions for Melissa, but more for us.
Okay.
What's our game plan for getting her kind of incorporated into the team and helping her reach the heights that we all hope?
I think as a board, I think our role is to give her direction as far as what we want in our 5-year, 10-year plan, as far as funding that we're looking for, the projects that we want to do. And I'm really looking forward to having a manager that can take a hold of everything that the board has had to be involved in and just take over and make the Water District a great success. And she's already shown so much promise as far as research that she's done, questions that she's asking. She'll go tour the system next week, and we'll get her onboarded with the staff, and she's already got some great ideas. So
is the plan to drive the board input through Corey, directly to her? What's our game plan?
I think that could happen, plus at board meetings. I think as we're talking and discussing, that, you know, like in the past we've said, well, we need to do this, and we didn't have anybody to drive it forward. And I think as a board, this is what we need. We need one person that can drive forward what we've been looking for, whether it's information or whether it's projects or whether it's funding. I'm really looking forward to that.
All right, I couldn't agree more with that, but I guess the question, so if we have suggestions, we work with Corey on that.
I think at first it would make more sense to funnel it all through one person only so we don't inundate her with 7 different requests.
Yeah, and
who that person is, I don't know.
Well, let me throw something out, right? Based on experience with the new and improved board, you know, this, I'm more than happy to be that person, but I'm going to make a recommendation that it's actually Beth is the point of the spear. Beth and I and Teresa have had a lot of discussions, and I think that just a few short months into this, we're really kind of finishing each other's sentences. And Beth is, which should be scary for Teresa and Beth.
It is very scary.
But What we're finding is, one, Beth has been the head of this committee on search, and two, you're here. I'm in the valley most of the time. You're here all the time. So, and we've developed this level of trust where if some piece of information comes to Beth and she needs to make a decision, I don't think we've ever disagreed. So, I mean, I throw that out there just as a prime.
Yeah, I'm happy to do that. Okay. I'm happy to do that. And David, I'm happy to.
I think that's a great idea.
To work with you on whatever your. I love your suggestions, so I'm happy to do that. I do.
I think a lot of this, as Beth said too, I think a lot of this comes out in the board meeting, right? Where you go, wow, we need to, you know, nail this as an item next time. But
doesn't it seem like it does? Like we're working on something and then we go, well, we need this information or that information.
You know, our challenge is the accountability aspect. You know, a lot of great ideas come up, but there's nobody to make sure they get done.
Going. Okay, I see where you're going with this. So we are doing a 90-day evaluation and a 6-month evaluation with the manager, and that's exactly where we get to that, where we say these are the tasks that we've given you. This is what the role is. This is what we wanted you working on. Where are we on these things? I'm also thinking she's the one now that's going to be reporting to us instead of the individual staff members. Everything goes to her. The other thing that I would suggest is that we have one point of contact for the manager, and the staff's point of contact is the manager, and the manager's point of contact in this case would be me, where it would typically be a chairman, just because
and,
I'm
and
here.
We'll stay, you and I will stay coordinated.
I'll talk with Corey, but yes, I think that's the protocol that we go to, so we make sure that we have accountability, because I totally agree with you. Mm-hmm. The accountability is super critical. It's the only way we're going to get stuff done.
Yes.
So each of us have kind of had our kick at the cat and had discussions with Melissa, except you, Kent. So we were looking to see if you had any questions.
I talked to her beforehand.
Oh, there
so
we go.
We had a discussion, so.
Okay.
There we go.
Yeah.
So, can we make a motion to hire Melissa?
Make that.
I second that motion.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah, hold right. on. I got to get this going. I got. That was Beth. Beth, Teresa. So let's put that to a vote. Those in favor of extending an offer to Melissa to be our, what is our official title?
General manager.
General manager. Please say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. All right, that was 5-0.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
She still has to say yes.
And I am very appreciative of the team that's already in existence and all the hard work that they've done.
Yes.
You hear less and less when it comes to the folks out there that we serve. So you guys are doing a really great job. Yeah.
This is a professional, thank you for saying that. That needs to be called out. There's a professional team of people who know what they're doing and get the work done. And we're thrilled with where we are and where we're going. Thank you. We're good there?
We're good there.
Well, let's move on to the Cemetery Road project. And Jim.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mm-hmm.
We've got this project that we've been pushing along for quite some time now. May 13th, PSWID confirmed two bids for our Cemetery Road Waterline Improvement Project that was solicited on April 15th. The two bids received from Mountain High Excavating, which we've worked with several times to replace quite a few waterlines and projects over the past few years, and Summit Construction, who is currently contracted for our SV3 deep well project in Strawberry. The financial impact of this, the low bidder was Summit Construction at $462,080, which was actually lower than what we were estimating, so it was a pleasant surprise. We currently have about $579,000 left in the WIPA grant fund, projecting roughly $117,000 left available after this project is complete. This project will replace 2,259 feet of substandard and outdated ABS piping with C900 PPC, which will remedy the constant main breaks and costly repairs to maintain the infrastructure. And this will also allow us to abandon our main line that crosses the highway, which could be a future headache. So that's another very good.
How does it do that, Jim? Yeah. Where are we tying it to?
We can run through the PRB on Whispering Pines.
So you say replacing, we're not really, how does replacing pipe allow us to not have to use a different set of pipe? I'm confused.
We're capping off the connection from across the highway, and we're running it right where the 6-inch PVC comes in from the Whispering Pines PRB.
So we're not actually, per se, we're not replacing foot for foot, we're actually putting it someplace else?
Oh no, this is the full 2259 is replacement that we're actually swapping out foot by foot.
Okay.
And its source is, the source of water into that 2200 feet is changing.
Yes.
From a line across 87 to...
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Sorry, this is a little boring.
Where it's coming from. Yeah. If you remember, we talked about what the hassle was with any time we had to work on something along the 87.
Well, the state highway, yeah. That's, yeah.
So if we go back to just as I learned this industry, I might have had about $1 million for every mile of pipe we have to replace. And this number here is a little bit higher than that, but it's still in the ballpark. Is it really closer to $1.2 million to replace a mile of pipe?
Restate the question, please.
Interesting.
Yeah, maybe he hasn't done that math.
So I'm trying to, for long-term planning for this district, we have like 70 million miles of pipe that are out there, right? 70 miles of pipe, right?
70 miles.
Sorry, I don't know
where it's
a lot of pipe.
I was freaking out. Yeah, everything's in millions of pounds. 70 miles of pipe. So when you kind of have a number, it lasts about 35 years. So we got to replace, you have to replace 2 miles a year of pipe, basically, to kind of on a rotating basis going forward. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to figure out what's that cost going to be? So we begin to figure out our budget going forward, begin to plan how much money we're going to need. So the more data points we have that confirm what that dollar per mile. So my second question is this a relatively generic mile, is it a special, is it easier or harder for this one, or is this kind of run-of-the-mill kind of?
Well, I mean, it depends on what size pipe, how many services, mm-hmm. PRVs. Yep. There's a lot of variables that'll go into that mile.
Yep.
That really.
So is this an average one? Is this harder, easier? What's your gut tell you?
This one, I mean, it's going to be pretty straightforward.
Okay.
We don't have to deal with any easements. There's no PRVs we have to install. It's just mainline, valves, services, couple blow-offs, and that's it.
It's just a good number to then use for the other 69 and a half miles of pipe.
It's not a bad one to start with.
One's fairly easier than a lot of what we would get into.
Okay.
It's probably cheaper than what we get into.
Okay.
So that $1.2 million may make sense, right?
It'd be helpful if you started kind of capturing that data going forward, so we have a good feel. So we put together our longer term plans. We're not just, licking our finger, putting in the air. We've got some numbers to kind of go back to on this.
Yeah, we can take an estimate of all our past projects.
Yeah, so we do.
Well, and like at an embarrassingly high level, right? We just incurred about $17 million of debt and replaced 17 miles. Isn't that correct?
Correct.
Yeah. So that's another data point that I've been working off of, and if we get more, we can kind of triangulate to what that real number is.
Paul.
But Melissa, this is how my mind starts to think of how we begin to get a little bit more proactive on these sorts of things. Getting a good handle on what our cost structure is, how much of that cost is labor, how much of it's parts. So we can begin to figure out, as costs change over time, we can forecast a little more accurately. So we go to people and say, we need more money from you. We've got some data behind it versus there's seven bad guys 7+1, right, demanding more money. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I hear you.
This is how you prevent the pitchforks and torches, right, from coming to these meetings. This is the long-term planning and communication that you have to do. This is why this room's now empty, right? 6 months ago, this room was not empty. I like to keep it that way.
Yeah, we like empty rooms.
I'm a little disappointed. I thought more people would show up to find out about the well.
Yeah.
Well, we got some online.
Yeah, we got a couple.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm going to keep pushing for this whole data. I know it seems a little anal retentive, but this helps us get our hands around what our true cost structure is and these sorts of things.
Paul Hendricks, did you have a comment?
Mr. Chairman, board members, the district staff has just received a number of expressions of interest for job order contracting. They're moving forward asking for rates for typical kinds of work. And so we would be able to get out of that from these qualified companies, give us your price this year and projection for the next 3 years, because each of these are renewed, for how much per foot for 6-inch pipe and valves and different kinds of things. And so we'll be able to get some real life today and projected forward. This was a discrete bid for a certain project, and for your planning purposes, you can get information like paved road replacement, non-paved, different kinds of things, and then you can use that for your planning and be, I think, what Board Member Dix is really asking. And they're focused on that.
Great, thank you. So JOC process
good.
Helps us.
Yeah.
So we're looking for a motion, right?
Yeah.
I'll make a motion that we approve this $462,000 bid from Summit for cemetery.
I'll second it.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. All right. That was Corey and Beth, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, David, did you say aye?
I did.
Good, thank you. I want to make sure I capture it right.
Thank you.
Next item is the auditor engagement letter, and we'll turn to Teresa. Thank you. Teresa.
Hi. I've been in contact with the auditors that performed our audit last year, and they have sent over an engagement letter for us so that we can get them started on the audit this year. I know after a couple of years, you want to switch auditing firms. This year was just way too hectic and way too last minute to think about doing that. However, we have made a plan that we will start looking for people's proposals on next year's audit in July or August. But in any case, Hinton Burdick is the auditing firm I'd like to use. Their audit cost for the year would be $24,800, which is just a smidge over last year's cost. For the audit, I'd like to recommend approving them to do the upcoming audit.
What was the name of the firm again, Teresa?
Hinton Burdick.
Oh, Hinton, okay.
Yep.
Okay, well,
Christy worked with them last year very closely, so I think we already know what to expect, what documents they want. It'd be easy.
I don't have any questions. It's a known thing. And,
do we need a motion?
We need a motion and approve this, Teresa. We do. I'll again.
Yes.
I will
propose a motion to approve the Hinton and Burda as our auditors for this year.
I'll second it.
Okay, Kent. And all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Awesome.
Corey, if you can sign that letter.
Oh, yeah.
Did I sign
that? That would be great.
Did that one has the last page?
Does it? Let me see.
No, I did not give you the official one. That's not it. I think that what Corey has, I believe, is it. Yeah. And Corey will be there to sign that.
So I can sign this?
Correct.
Okay. All right, well, let me do that in a moment and say, any potential agenda items for the next scheduled board meeting? And this is not for the one next week, this is for a month out, right?
Right.
And again, as we say, it's not hypercritical that these are all compiled. We have a month to compile them, but it's just a way to get a head start. We didn't really have any, did we?
I don't think so.
I have nothing at this time.
All right. Therefore, can we get a motion to adjourn this meeting?
I make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second
Teresa,
it.
Teresa, Beth, all those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. We are adjourned. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.